The stage in Avalon's casino is swept clean. The orchestra pit is empty. But two performers fill the hollow space with music. John Tusack and a golden-colored pipe organ.
To me, an organ is a living, breathing thing because, you know, it's air going through it and it has a personality. And every pipe sounds different. It's more than just sound. There's a physical aura emanating out of the organ chambers.
If anyone knows this organ personally, it's John. Together, they do a one-hour show before movie screenings each weekend. John's been playing here for 15 years. The organ, 84. That age difference doesn't bother John, though. He's always fit in with an older crowd.
Well, to begin with, I grew up with older parents. I was mostly hanging around with adults my whole life. I kind of missed a whole part of my childhood. You know, I was kind of not antisocial, but I just had an affinity to older people. Even when I came here, I ended up going to lunch at the senior center and talking with the old timers that grew up here and remembered everything about Avalon that was to know.
At the time, John lived on the mainland in Downey, California. But when Avalon's former organist retired, John got his chance.
I would, you know, come Friday morning, and everybody knew it was Friday because I arrived, and stayed the whole weekend and go on Monday or Tuesday. Now it's the other way around. Now I'm here most of the time, and I go over there for a couple of days. So it's the same thing, only different.
John and the organ hit it off quick. John loves old things, and the organ was built in 1929. Its first gig? Soundtracks for silent films.
Telephone bells, locks.
John likes showing off his buddy's old bag of tricks.
Fire bells.
They still make for a good show.
Anvils, car horn.
But like any old-timer, the organ's got aches and pains.
Chinese gong.
Which makes John not just a friend, but a caretaker.
Put a stethoscope on there and you can...
Can you really feel the air?
Well, yeah, I can. And in certain cases, you can actually feel the leaks of air blowing out of it. So it's an aneurysm. The organ does need a lot of work. Inside there, we have a lot of leather parts, that little tiny bellows that open and close, and the leather gets dried out and cracked and has to be replaced. We have a few dead keys that don't play. You have to play around them. I'm going to try to shake that note out. Success.
Last week, John and the pipe organ opened for the new Superman movie. They were a hit. One woman came up to tell John after the show.
She was so happy that we did the tribute to all the Superman movies and the TV show and the whole series, and she really didn't enjoy the movie that much. It wasn't the same old Superman anymore. But she was so delighted that the music brought back all the memories of what to her was the real Superman. That's the whole point. To be evocative and bring out some memories that they associate with good time in their life.
For KISL, this is Adam Lau.